Welcome, everyone, to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. Here in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Radical Russ with The Russ Belvel Show, streaming live on CannabisRadio.com. And joining us here at the desk, we have Kathy from Mom Force. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Russ. How are you doing today at the Cannabis Expo? Awesome.
I'm fantastic, even on what little sleep I've had.
Well, yeah, we had a good time last night.
I know.
You really shook it down. We got video, too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Somebody started the karaoke, and I had some ciders in me, so.
It was a wonderful show. It really was. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. We'll see.
Everybody's going to see.
I'm afraid so.
It's going to be great.
So, you're with Mom Force, which sounds like the military branch for moms, but what is Mom Force?
It's going to be a military branch, and it's growing, which is wonderful. It's just encouraging, you know, it's educating folks about what's wrong, you know, in our little society here, and I think the first issue is cannabis prohibition. I think if we can solve that, we can create a more empathetic society. You know, we can quell some violence, save some lives, protect some peace. And that's what I've been after for 7 years as a cannabis advocate. Going forward, you know, we can torture some politicians by pointing out what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And light the fires under the right heinies to get the job done.
So Mom Force then is organizing mothers, women for cannabis legalization then?
You know, especially moms and women. But, you know, we don't just have moms and women. We've got folks that are, you know, like Don Rehm, who you met. You know, he's stepping up there in Sun City. A lot of seniors are stepping up, men and women, and just speaking out. Seniors and you know, all folks. And that's what we encourage at Mom Force, is people taking that into their own hands and speaking back against things that are wrong with our government and politicians especially.
When we look at the polls nationwide and even state by state, we find women's support for cannabis legalization lags anywhere from 8 to 12 points behind men's. What do you attribute that to, and how do we fix it?
Well, to be blunt, I'll say, you know, sometimes it's the way it's been depicted in our culture. And marijuana culture has pretty much, the only times you see women until recent years are scantily clad, you know, made to lure you to the marijuana industry. And what we've seen, especially with groups like Women Grow, and, you know, my outreach, is that there are very professional women that use cannabis, that don't want to stay in the closet, but because of the way it's been portrayed, you know, in recent years, you know, prior to recent years, it, you know, it's kind of kept women away. So the more of us women that put on a suit, that come on out and just say, you know what, I'm a mainstream woman that's standing up for cannabis, standing up for moms, standing up for all of our rights, it makes mainstream women more comfortable. And that's kind of what Mom Force is about.
How about the, you know, the parenting aspect, being a mom, and how cannabis is seen as a danger to the children, and how could you put your kids in danger like that? I mean, how do you respond to people with that attitude?
Oh, I've got a great response for that, because I came into this 7 years ago to save lives. When you're looking at kids binge drinking, taking pharmaceutical cocktails at parties to have fun, then we know as moms we can actually save our lives by giving kids this good information, saying, you know what, you've got a choice that's non-toxic. You've got a choice that will save your life if you use this instead of something else. You know, ultimately, you don't want your kids taking anything on a regular basis. And there's another point about our society is kind of just geared towards taking something, especially pharmaceuticals. We've got 1 in 5 children that are prescribed a daily maintenance medication.
Wow.
So when you've got a culture of drugs like this, of course you're going to have natural, you know, homeopathic leaning parents going, well, all these kids are taking all these pharmaceuticals. If my kid's taking marijuana, it's a lot safer for them. It's a lot better for their bodies. And we're learning this. Unfortunately, I think that's detrimental, because kids really are still developing those brains. And I do believe that we need to school them to stay away from drugs entirely, both illegal and legal drugs. Because I think kids are perfect and they will think better if they're not on something on a daily basis. But when they get to that party, Russ, you know, I want them to make the safer choice, quite honestly. And I think we need an honest education to save our kids.
You know, I always have to preface this with, I have no children, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. However, I always thought a good way to express this to teenagers would be, look, when you're a teenager, I know when I was a young teenage boy, I was already high on hormones,
yes,
on puberty, on all those massive changes that are already going on. It's like, I would say, like, you need to get reality figured out before you start altering it.
Absolutely.
And as a teenager, you're experiencing all the very first firsts in your life. First love, first success, first heartbreak, all these things.
So exciting.
So yeah. Experience those, learn life on its terms. Then when you're older, we can start altering things.
Absolutely.
There's a comedian, Rob Cantrell, Arj Barker, I think he had a line, and he said, at first, I got high on life, but then I developed a tolerance.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, the trouble is that a lot of kids, you know, both of us probably had a wonderful upbringing, you know, hopefully, you know, I don't know, we won't get into it, but, you know, I feel like I was very lucky growing up, but, you know, my parents did split up, you know, and people do have issues in their teenage life when they do turn to drugs, you know, and this is the unfortunate part, and we need to be able to address these issues, but what's happening is you've got so many parents so addicted on so many pharmaceuticals, they're drinking, and these kids are just affected by this, and if we can try and start with the kids and teach an honest education, get people away from these substances, teach them about cannabis, quite honestly, and the good it can do, I think we can go into the future with more generations that know the truth, because we already see it happening across our country. Mm-hmm. Less teen drug use and less problems in society overall.
When we passed marijuana legalization in Oregon, like the next week, there was a political cartoon that came out. In that political cartoon, there's a middle-aged overweight dad, middle-aged overweight mom. He's got a tie-dye shirt on. She's got a pot leaf shirt on. And then the two kids are playing video games in the foreground, not paying attention to the parents. And the dad says, well, kids, now that marijuana is legal, your mom and I are going to go to the store and buy us a little Maui Wowie. And the thought bubble on the kids is, oh, geez, pot is so lame. Do you think there's a forbidden fruit aspect to
Absolutely.
Marijuana that, you know, being prohibited that leads to kids abusing it?
I believe that, because teens are risk takers. They want to do something that's on the edge. And when this is off the edge and it's just something that the parents are doing, that grandma's doing because it makes her feel better, oh, my gosh, how less attractive is that?
Yeah. You know? It's granny's glaucoma medicine.
It's
mom and dad's Chardonnay, man. They don't want to have anything to do with that.
Not so much fun. But we don't want them turning to harder things to get that cool buzz. You know, we just want them to get an honest education and hopefully steer away from it all together, you know, or take less. And that's the great thing that we see through NIDA, that we see, you know, the National Institute of Drug Abuse. I know you know, but maybe our listeners don't. You know, we see these good statistics coming in. The kids are not overdosing as much. They're not binge drinking as much in these states where cannabis is regulated. So we definitely see a future where that's happening. And that's, I love being a part of that.
Yeah. One of the things our opponents say is that as we legalize medical and recreational marijuana, we are causing the kids to feel that there's less risk in it. They're perceiving less risk in cannabis. And my point would be, yeah, you used to tell them it would turn their brain into a fried egg and lead straight to heroin. Of course they perceive less risk now.
Absolutely.
You think that's the case?
Yes, they do perceive less risk, I think, through education. But, you know, the weird thing is that I'm seeing on the Arizona Youth Survey that perceived risk of drugs has actually gone up.
Okay.
So that's really great, because they're seeing drugs as a whole as a risk. So, you know, maybe they're staying away from them, because they are getting schooled now on heroin.
Yes,
which is something wonderful, because what they had done with our federal government is, as you know, lump that heroin and marijuana in that same basket, and they still have it there with a Schedule One mark.
Right.
But through the DARE program, they said, hey, heroin and marijuana, just as bad, kids.
Right, right.
So when the kids took marijuana, which we all know they experimented with the marijuana, you know, maybe the alcohol, maybe the cigarettes first, and then possibly the marijuana. And then they said, gee, if it's the same bad drug as heroin, why not try it?
Right on, yeah.
So you got that, and you got parents with tons and tons of painkillers that contain those opiates that heroin contain.
And they're legal.
And they're legal heroin. So you've got your legal heroin in the parent's medicine cabinet. You've got a kid possibly with a heroin addiction problem. So the whole thing has just gone together to give Arizona our lovely heroin addiction problem and across the country.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the information I took to Sheriff Joe was, hey, we've got legal methamphetamine in our ADHD meds. We've got legal heroin being given out, you know, over-prescribed constantly to all ages. If we can concentrate on good drug education, honest drug education about these legal substances, and we can concentrate on the street, on the heroin and the meth problem, regulate marijuana and take the good that we can take from it. and then move on. Because when we concentrate all that effort that they're concentrating now on marijuana,
yes,
and we put it on heroin and meth, oh my gosh, we can go ahead and break the cycle of addiction.
I totally
agree. So we're on our way.
Kathy from MomForce, tell folks how to get in touch with MomForce online, social media, that kind of stuff.
That would be momforceaz.org. And of course, we are on YouTube. We have several testimonies and opening statements from some of our meetings. We have monthly meetings. Everything's online under events at momforceaz.org. And we are, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, and Meetup.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you guys are allied working with or supportive of Women Grow, I take it? You mentioned Women Grow earlier.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I a few years ago when I came out of Phoenix Normal, doing Phoenix Normal groups, MomForce was actually called Phoenix March, and it was an outreach to women, Women for Marijuana. But I turned it into MomForce under Dave Inman, my husband's suggestion, because we have Matt Force as our anti-marijuana group in Arizona, so why not MomForce?
That's why that was kind of ringing a bell to me, because I have to read all these anti stuff.
Yeah, so oh my gosh, they're amazing. You'll love MomForce. Get in there. We need you in Arizona, too.
I will take a look at that. Kathy, thank you so much for being here on CannabisRadio.com, joining us, and for MomForce. Like I said, it's one of the two most important groups in marijuana legalization today in advocacy are moms and vets. And so
Absolutely. Thanks
for taking up that half.
Thank you, sir. Happy to do it.
Thank you so much. All right. Radical Russ here with CannabisRadio.com at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to take a break. We'll have more interviews coming up right after these tunes.